You're listening to Electronica by Veronica on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at yahoo.net/9000.
Turn on. Tune in.
I smoke a lot of weed. They lump it in with crack and heroin. That's bullshit. They're like, crack, heroin, and ooh, marijuana. Ooh, you see crack babies. You never see no weed baby pop out with dreads. Where's the bong mama? Shaba. Excuse me, Mr. Officer. That shit doesn't happen. It's bullshit. Like, why do they test athletes for marijuana? Can someone explain that? They're testing athletes. Like, weed might give you some unfair competitive edge. Quarterback drops back and plays guitar. 10-yard loss. My grandma's like, I don't understand you kids today and your illegal drugs. I'm like, no shit, grandma. It's because you're blitzed on prescription medication. Escalators elude my grandma. She misses the step and then watches it go up. That's the one I want. Nope, didn't get. I'm like, give me some of that shit, grandma. It's better than weed. That's the good stuff. I don't do the stupid shit that they do in those commercials. I've never run over a kid on his bike coming out of the drive-thru. Who's letting their kid ride their bike in front of the damn drive-thru window? Don't blame me. It's not my weed. It's your shitty parent is what it is. Watch your kid, man. Stoners aren't ripping out of the drive-thru. Punch it. They're like, let's eat here. I've never shot my friend in the face. You see this one? The two kids are doing bong rips. One of them picks up a gun, which everybody keeps right next to their bong, Snoop Dogg, and shoots his buddy in the face. That's some bullshit. A gun's the last thing I want to mess with when I'm stoned. I'm like, careful with that candle. Let alone the pistola. Yeah, man. Then they had this one commercial. It shows a big fat joint. It says, this is the joint Bob bought. I'm like, all right, Bob, that's a big fucking joint. Big joint. Nice commercial. Then it shows a picture of a beautiful woman, and it says, this is the dealer that sold it to him. Like, hot chicks sell weed. Hot chicks don't sell weed. Hot chicks don't even buy weed. They're like, I'll smoke yours and not fuck you. I'm not saying I don't do stupid shit when I'm stoned. I do. I filled up my gas tank, drove off with the hose still in the car. You ever? My friend's, the cop pulls out behind us. My buddy's like, act natural. Like a cop's not going to notice 80 feet of hose just whipping outside my car. And I'm stoned. You know why I pulled you over? No, but turn your lights back on. I'm going to, okay, time to go to jail. Fuck it. Here we go. Take me in. Guilty. Weed is safe. Safer than booze. Half you fuckers are going to drive home with one hand over your eye. It's one lane now. I'm going to be friendly, patient, tolerant, stoned. Go ahead, after you. No road rage when you're stoned. You cut me off! Yeah! I like your car, man. Say what you will about alcohol. Weed never made me fuck a fat chick. That's all I'm saying. Take it or leave it. I'll fuck a fat chick for a bag of weed, but that's different. That's called being thrifty, is what that is. I'm a penny pincher.
Let him tell you when. Disse che l'aveva trovato. Doveva uccidere il lupo, ma il lupo non morì mai. E doveva avvolgersi nella sua pelle. Perché stava pensando, disse la foresta, e stava pensando il modo come farlo guarire, quel povero leone.
Thank you. Until they are close to the speed of light.
So there's a beam of protons which comes at about this level.
Every second there will be 800 million collisions.
been an advocate of it. I'm one of these radical Americans that thinks that the best thing our country could do is to legalize marijuana and tax it. Like, you know, legalize it and tax it. Legalize it and tax it. Legalize it and tax it. It's our largest cash crop. We need the fucking money, okay? You know, you can't ever get rid of marijuana, since we're on the subject. You know, you can't ever get rid of marijuana. You can't get rid of it. You know why? It's a weed. Here, let me repeat that. It's a weed. That shit grows everywhere, okay? You know, it'll grow as far north as Alaska on the edge of the Arctic Circle, turn right around and grow in Hawaii. And oh, bless you if you get hold of some of that. Oh, bless you, brother. Bless you, brother. There is a God, and he plays favorites. You know, I've debated people on radio and television, you know, or tried to get some of them to debate me. Some of them just won't do it, you know, because they have no argument for having marijuana, you know, not drug, marijuana, legal in this country. I said, why is it illegal? They go, well, it's a drug. And you're an idiot. It's a drug. Well, what an argument that is. Okay, marijuana, THC, is a drug. So is aspirin. Last year, 1,000 Americans died of aspirin overdoses. Nicotine is a drug. This drug tastes good like a drug should. They'll even put menthol in it for me, so in case I do get throat and lung cancer, I'll still have a nice, pleasant taste in my mouth, because my drug company cares about me, Bubba. And this drug is not only your state's largest crop, but it is our country's third largest export. And when we send it to third world countries, we don't put a warning on it. You know why? Fuck them. That's how we do business. We fuck them. This drug kills 250,000 of us every year, according to the American Heart Association. And alcohol's a drug. You don't think we have propaganda in this country? Every day you hear the term drugs and alcohol. Drugs and alcohol. Drugs and alcohol. Well, alcohol is a drug, so it can't be drugs and alcohol. That'd be like dogs and Rottweilers. It's a fucking drug. It's a drug. Let's call the truth the truth. It's a drug. Put the word drug in a beer commercial. Budweiser says, for all you do, this drug is for you. Well, thanks, Pusher Man. Pusher Man. Well, alcohol, the drug, kills 100,000 of us every year, so... Aspirin kills 1,000, nicotine kills 250,000, alcohol kills 100,000, and marijuana never killed anybody anywhere at any time. But why let logics get in the way? I've said this to 500,000 people. None of you have ever known a belligerent stoner, and all of you know a belligerent drunk. Isn't that right? You know that guy. Three drinks and he can whip Mike Tyson. You know that guy. I'll kick your goddamn ass. I'll kick your goddamn, me and Jack Daniels, kick your goddamn ass. Marijuana smoker go, oh, wow. You probably could. We've settled that. I'm going to go get some to eat. Who's acting like the criminal, okay? You know, I drink. I'm not against alcohol. I'm really kind of in favor. I'm a libertarian more than anything else. I believe, you know, if you can do something and without hurting anybody else other than you, you should have the right to do that. And if you want to go home and blow your brains out with alcohol or cocaine or heroin, I don't care. Do it. Talk some of your friends into it, too. There's way too many of us. Get out of the gene pool. I don't fucking care, okay? You know, now you hurt somebody else, well, then we got a problem with that, okay? You know, I told my kids, the most dangerous drug is alcohol. You know why? Because it's the only drug that you don't know when you're fucked up. You know, every other drug, you know. Oh, boy, you know. There comes a certain distinguishable, definable, recognizable point where you go, oh, man, I am fucked up. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, no. No, no, I don't want to go anywhere. Thanks for asking, but I think I'll sit here on the floor and look at this carpet for a while. I am seriously fucked up. And that's where they'll be, right? They're not hurting anybody. Where's Ronnie? He's over there. He's fucked up, okay? He's been there for 5 hours now going, wow. Not a criminal. It's not a criminal. But with alcohol, you'll see tonight, you'll see somebody too drunk to walk, and they're arguing. I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk. I can drive the goddamn car. After I kick your ass, man, Jack Daniels will drive the goddamn car. Drunk drivers kill people because, well, they're going too fast. Why? Because they don't know they're fucked up. Now, a marijuana smoker, if they get behind the wheel of a car, which is fairly unlikely, but if they do, the worst that's going to happen to them, someone's going to run over their ass. Just run their ass over because they're going too slow. If you've never smoked it, ask anyone who has. You can't drive a car fast while stoned. When that car starts moving, it's like it leaps into some kind of warp speed, thereby just scaring the shit out of you. You're going, oh, wow, oh, goddamn, front end's going to come up off the ground. I'm going so fast. Those other people must be driving rocket cars out there. When they come out with those, you look down, you're going 11 miles an hour. This is not a dangerous person. For all of you who do not smoke marijuana, let me point out that all these people laughing do. Look around. Look around. It's the majority of us. They're not criminals. They're not gang members. They're your fucking neighbors. They're your doctor, your banker, your cop on the fucking corner. Don't give me this shit. We've gotten to a point we won't admit what we know is the fucking truth. Marijuana is harmless. And it helps a lot of things. You got glaucoma, it helps cure it. The nausea caused by chemotherapy, it helps get rid of it. Legalize it and fucking tax it. Quit being sheep. If you ever get too stoned to drive, you ever reach that point where you really are too stoned to drive, you'll know it. Oh boy, you'll know it. You'll find you sit at a traffic light. Through several signal changes. You've noticed that everything indeed is moving with the music, and you're not going to be able to go until this CD is over. You just fucked up the universe. You're too stoned to drive, and you'll know it. You just get out of the car, leave it there in the intersection. Go find that donut. Krispy Kreme, here I come. Let me give you a quote from Thomas Jefferson, the greatest political writer our country has ever produced. Thomas Jefferson and the rest of our founding fathers were potheads. I hope you all knew that. Hate to be the one to break American history to you. George Washington had 100 acres of marijuana under cultivation for 10 years. Said he had the best shit on the East Coast. Thomas Jefferson smoked marijuana almost every day of his adult life. According to Thomas Jefferson in his memoirs, fairly reliable source right there, means he was probably stoned when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. Wasn't that pissing people off? It kind of sounds like something you'd say with that perceptive high that really good dope gives you. When in the course of human events, doesn't that sound like the beginning of a dope rap right there? Life, liberty, and here comes that old dope smoker again, pursuit of happiness. Let me quote Thomas Jefferson specifically on the question of marijuana. I quote, "Some of my finest hours have been spent on my back veranda smoking hemp and observing as far as my eye can see." End of quote. Thomas Jefferson, 1781. A quote from a more modern American, not nearly as important, but this guy I happen to know real well. One other quote for you from a living American. Quotation marks. "Me too, Tom." Legalizing tax and things.
You're listening to Electronica by Veronica on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at yahoo.net/9000.
Turn on. Tune in. Thank you.
Thank you. This song goes out to Jerry Garcia and Bob Marley. All my friends are stoners, lighting up all of the time. Everybody has a mason jar. Can you guess what I put in mine? We all go to Jamaica once or twice a year to smoke big blunts with the Rasta man and drink ice cold Red Stripe beers. All of my friends are stoners. We sit around and get fried. We're asking the president to legalize it so the whole wide world can get high. All of my friends are stoners until the day we die. When it comes to marijuana, we're the kings of the who, what, where, and why. All of my friends' parents are stoners, lawyers, teachers, bankers, and brokers. They all have ADD, so they roll up great big jokers. All of my friends are stoners. We sit around and get fried. We're asking the president to legalize it so the whole wide world can get high. All of my friends in Hollywood are laughing up at the sky. My friends in Indiana are in the cornfields getting high. We put it in our tea, we put it in our cake. We roll it up nice so we can get baked. We just can't seem to get our fill. We're wasting away in Marijuanaville. All of my friends are stoners. We sit around and get fried. We're asking the president to legalize it so the whole wide world can get high. Yes, all of my friends are stoners. We sit around and get fried. We're asking the president to legalize it so the whole wide world can get high. All of my friends are stoners, lighting up all of the time. Everyone has a mason jar. Can you guess what I put in mine?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, man. Shit. Here, pass it over here.
Where's my purse? Look at my purse!
Hey, don't let the dog out. Don't let the dog out. Close the door. Hurry up. Don't let the dog out. Don't let the dog out. Dude, if the dog got loose, man, don't let the dog out.